Noble.
Terry.
How you doing today, bud? You have a good one?
So far, and I'm full of lunch, so I had a late lunch and got back. Now I'm looking at some equipment online to see if it's something I might want to consider purchasing in the future.
I see. Okay. Well, I've do that from time to time, and thought about going to start going to some ham fest, but I don't know, Rusty. I got everything I need. I'm just gonna buy more stuff when I go. So I just resist the temptation to stay at home.
Well, that's why I haven't been, and I was able to pick up something for free the other day, that launcher for the launching to put antennas up in the air, which was a freebie, and it's a nice one. It's one like Tom's got. He said you were going to help us out on that and everything. So now I'm looking for something to help with noise reduction on when you're on the air.
Yeah, I got the material, so probably... May start on that tomorrow. I don't think it'd take me too long. He wants to get it done. He can do some testing with it to see kind of what it, you know, how it works or what adjustments I need to make to it, I guess. But I think I'll probably knock that out tomorrow.
Yeah, well, he told me when he gets it, he was gonna actually pour the form, and you were making the mold, he was pouring it. And I told him when he does that, I want to be over there, because that's one thing I've never seen anybody do is, you know, I know I've got a lot of friends that have made their, redo their own bullets and things like that and brew their own. And also some people that mold their own fishing weights, too. And I imagine that's the same thing with what he's going to do, and I want to watch him do it because I've never seen and see how interesting and how hard it is to do.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is just make an open mold so he can change the weight at will. Because when you buy the weights, you're restricted to a certain, and that may or may not be the best weight for the gun, for the launcher. So I'll just make him an open mold, and that way he can change the weights the way he wants, and I'll machine him two flats inside the mold so he can drape two O-rings over the, I don't think it'd be called a bullet, I guess it is a bullet, launching weight. So he can wrap two O-rings around that, and that seals everything off in the barrel. So when you pull the knob, when you pull the valve, you get everything in the tank. Because right now what's happening is, because it's not sized right, you get a lot that's going past the weight, and that kills you.
It does that, and all that's why a lot of people, when they build those things from the plant, make little tubes like out of PVC that will just fit inside the one they're using for the barrel of it, and then put pennies in it and cap it on each end. So I know several folks that have done that. Anyway, what you been up to today?
I was just kind of messing around. I figured I'd get in the truck this morning and take a ride up Highway 11, take a look at the leaves and all. And just kind of been, you know, clinking around a little bit. Not a whole lot. Just, I like to get out every now and then and see kind of what's going on. You know what's going on. I get stuck in that machine shop all day, and my eyes start getting crossways. So I figured I'd get out today, and you know, ain't really done much. Just riding around, looking at the leaves, and boy, they sure are pretty.
Yeah, I've been a couple of places here lately in the last week or so where I've seen them and everything. So, and I got a lot of trees. I have a chance to get a lot of colored leaves around my house, so I get a lot of different ones that when the colors change, and I've got some good ones looking out my yard right now. So I was out there looking this morning early anyway, now I had to go out and get my glasses, the bridge pieces on my glasses readjusted, because I had popped a mosquito that was biting me on the forehead the other day, and when I did, I caught the edge of my glasses frame, so it it warped the nose pieces, so I went out and got them readjusted. Because if I do it, I break them, then I pay for it. And if I take it to the eyeglass place where I got them and they break them, then they have to pay for it.
You understand. Well, I get glasses through the VA. We get, I think it's one pair a year, two pairs a year for free, you know. That's just, I guess, general issue. But they got a heat gun in there. They sit you down, measure, you know, and then they'll look at them while they're on your face, and then they'll take that heat gun, heat that stuff up, and then mold it the way, the way they think it ought to fit. And they do a pretty good job with it.
Eligible for things like that since I'm a retiree, and I have the benefits from that, and I get TRICARE for life and all. Vision is not one of them. I have vision coverage through FedVIP, and it covers that, so I get a pretty good discount on my glasses. And for me to get, I've tried to get help through the VA for that and also for hearing aids, and they turned me down for both, and also not service connected, so. Oh, well, that's what it is, and I live with it, and I deal with it, and everything else. So that's the way life is sometimes. You just have to deal with it and go from there. But, here's a guy that took a picture of his shack and a couple of his antennas that he's got up, and he's got a big beam up on a tower. And in the next picture on it, he's got a one of these metal loop rings. And he's got one of those up in the air about 25 feet or so, and he says it works real well for what he wants to do with it, so that's always a good thing.
Well, next time you come up and visit with Tom, and I told him last time I talked with him, next time you come up and visit, I want you to swing by the shop. I'd like to have an eyeball QSO with you, and like for you to see the shop too. So, let me know next time you come up. It's not that far from Tom's.
Yeah, he said he'd bring me up there, and we talked about it the other day when he was telling me about everything. So, and I said, yeah, not a problem. I said maybe next week, depending upon what happens if I pick up some part-time work from this company I work for. They haven't had anything to send me lately. I was looking for a couple of audits over in Greenville here this week, but I guess they assigned them to somebody else because I'm not going to go over and spend a couple hour drive to Greenville and back and spend an hour doing the job and only get paid $10. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I know how that is. Oh man, I'm telling you. But at any rate, well, listen, I'm on step on out and let you go. I need to give Anna a holler and see what's going on with her today. But it's nice talking to you, Rusty. And next time, like I said, next time you're up my way, drop on by. I'd like to meet you and all. So anyway, 73's Rusty. You have a wonderful evening, sir. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
All right, Chad. Well, say hello to that sweet wife of yours, and I like hearing her when she calls it in. We'll talk to you later. W2T clear.
For DJW Mobile.